For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. America is perhaps paying more attention than ever before to the unofficial American holiday known as Juneteenth. This was the day in 1865 that emancipation finally reached the remote areas of the Confederacy. And today, we're still talking about how emancipated society really is. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
So many vestiges of Jim Crow are being toppled right now, from statues all over the South to Aunt Jemima pancake syrup. All of this came out of people fed up with police brutality. Otis, why is this movement getting so much done in such a short amount of time?
That is the beauty of the video and technology age that we live in right now, Chris. You know, the best way that I can compare this is to look at 1965, when there was video of the beatings of marchers at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, and the images of those state police beating these marchers. When it made the news that night, that started to change the sentiment of people around this country that racism and racial oppression was wrong and that civil rights was a good idea.
But now, you know, we're seeing that it's more than civil rights. It's about just civil behavior. Otis, here in Memphis, there's been some breakout protests this week. Demonstrators went after some upscale restaurants that have been accused of racist practices. One of the co-owners quickly got pushed out. What do you think about these sort of surgical protests, you know, people getting together and focusing on very specific issues and even specific businesses in town?
I think it's actually part of the reckoning that's going on here. It's almost like the Me Too movement. People are saying that all areas of discrimination, all areas where racism has reared its ugly head, need to be exposed and eliminated. And so if that happens, then you have a place like Flights or Porch and Parlor restaurants that were engaged in, well, the allegations are that they were being discriminatory against African Americans. When you add the power of social media to all of that, those are things that people can't ignore anymore. So I'm not surprised to see that in this technological age that we have now. Everybody is having a reckoning with race right now.
One interesting fallout of that was that the city decided to reevaluate whether it would still offer valet parking permits to Flight Restaurant downtown. What kind of responsibility does the city and maybe local politicians have when it is a private business getting called out?
Oh, I think they have a tremendous responsibility, especially if there are some public areas of that business that the city can be responsible for. So I think it is incumbent upon the city leaders to look at that and see what they can do. Same with other businesses. You know, we have a lot of businesses in this city that get tax breaks, for example, or pilots, payments in lieu of taxes breaks. To the extent that there is any allegations of racial discrimination there, it is up to the city to maintain and make sure that that's not going on. Oh, I think the city leaders have a major responsibility to play here in getting rid of all vestiges of discrimination.
Well, speaking of city leaders, Mayor Jim Strickland had a lot of African-American support this past election. His campaign, of course, based on economic momentum. Well, between coronavirus and police reform, he suddenly got a very different job ahead of him. How do you view his leadership so far?
Mostly good. I give him credit for meeting with the protesters, with a group of faith leaders in town. He even walked out of City Hall the other day and met with people who are sort of staging sort of a sit-in, if you will, in front of City Hall. So he has not been ducking and dodging anybody. I think overall he has done a pretty good job.
You know, before this year started, we've talked here about Mayor Strickland's legacy being about his economic momentum for the city. But it looks like all that could change. And in the next year, he's going to hire a new police chief. Given the pressures on him now, could police reform here be his biggest accomplishment in office?
I absolutely think that, Chris. His legacy has to be tied with what he plans to do with law enforcement and public safety. You know, he got elected by emphasizing crime, and he talked about it all the time in that 2015 election. Now it's all about changing the tone and tenor and the culture of the police department. And that will be his legacy going forward. His most important job right now is to find a police director and be actively involved in helping to change the culture of the police department, because that is going to be his legacy.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.